The name of the patient is Susan McKay. The last name is M-C-K-A-Y. Susan is the first name, S-U-S-A-N. Disposition and discussion. Number one, the patient is a kidney pancreas transplant that has been functioning well. The patient is taking 2 milligrams of Prograf 2 times a day, every 12 hours. And the Prograf level that has been reported is 14, which is extremely high. We're going to decrease the intake of Prograf to 2 milligrams in the morning. We're going to decrease the intake of Prograf to 2 milligrams in the morning and 1 milligram in the evening, and we are going to reevaluate the levels. The kidney function is well preserved. There is a slight elevation of the serum creatinine to 1.2. However, there is no significant amount of protein. Number two, the patient has arterial hypertension. This arterial hypertension has been present mainly at night. And for that reason, we are going to increase the administration of quinapril. She's taking 5 milligrams in the morning, and we are going to increase to two tablets equal to 10 milligrams at night, and we'll monitor. Number three, the patient is under the care of Dr. Khan, K-H-A-N, and there is some pap smear with dysplastic changes. Workup is being done, and we'll keep a close follow-up of this condition. The following number is urinary tract infection. The patient has a quinolone-resistant E. coli that we are going to treat with Careflex, 500 milligrams POTID, regardless of the fact that she doesn't have any symptoms. The patient is B, like in Boeing, K, like in kidney, virus negative. We're going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup.